a Christmas town. It's almost New Year's time.
圣诞节已经过了，现在差不多是新年的时候。
But we are still celebrating Christmas.
我们还是在庆祝圣诞。
Welcome everyone of you to be here.
欢迎大家每一位。
As Jia Liang and Zhou Dixin, Suo Dixin, Han Shuo Gang Deng.
So encouraged to see Brother Jia Liang and Han Er.
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
we are gathered here once again at the end of this year.
我们又一次在年尾在你面前来聚集,
to celebrate your birthday.
来纪念你的降临。
Thank you for your willingness to condescend to become a man.
感谢你愿意降卑成为人。
And dwell among us.
住在我们的当中。
Seeking the lost, saving sinners, and leading them back to God, our Heavenly Father.
来寻找世上的，来拯救罪人，把我们带回天父那里。
We are grateful for the joy and the hope and the peace of Christmas.
我们为着这平安喜乐献上感谢。
In a corrupt and a dying world.
在这个败坏啊灭衰亡的世界里面。
Let the peace on earth remain with us, Lord.
愿你的平安在地上与我们同在。
Let the Prince of Peace rule in this turbulent world.
愿你这位平安的王在这一切的混乱当中掌权。
Save us from self-destruction.
把我们从自我的毁灭当中拯救出来。
Let you reign as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你是万王之王，万主之主，愿你在这里治理我们。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国度降临。
Your will be done on earth is our earnest prayer.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同天上，这是我们里面迫切的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Again, we pray for our nation.
我们也是为我们的国家祷告。
May our leaders.
为着那些掌权的。
Feel thee, honor thee.
为那些有权能的。
And do your will.
让他们能够行你的旨意。
We remember the sick among us.
我们纪念在我们当中身体软弱的。
And all those who need your divine healing.
那所有需要神。神圣的医治的。
Grant your healing, O Lord.
主愿你降下你的医治。
And comfort the bereaved families.
愿你的安慰与那些需要的家同在。
Fill them with your peace and the love and the hope.
用你的信望爱充满他们的家。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We have read the scriptures.
我们已经读了经文。
In Luke 2:1-4, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his hometown to register.
圣经路加福音二章一到四节，当那些日子，凯撒雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下的人民都报名上册，众人各归各城，报名上册。
One of the greatest leaders in the New Testament times.
在罗马是在历史上是一段很重要的时期，有一个很重要的领袖。
The world has ever known was Augustus Caesar.
就是这个该萨雅古斯都。
It was Augustus Caesar who established and fixed the limits of the Roman Empire.
是这个该萨雅古斯都，他定了罗马这个帝国的疆域。
It was during his reign.That the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome, that lasted 200 years, was initiated.
在这个凯撒雅古斯都他所开始，这罗马有一个太平盛世，有200年之久。
It was he who ordered the building of highways.Linking the great empire and allowed rapid access to subordinate government.
他开始就是建造那个这个大道，通向把帝国各处都可以连接起来，能够很方便的往来。
Ready to dispatch its well highly disciplined.Iron army to quell any insurgent.
当然，他建造的目的是为了他可以随时快速把他的军队部署到各个地方。如果有叛乱的话，可以平息叛乱。
That's why Rome could have maintained 200 years of peace.
那是他们为什么他们能保障200年的和平？
The age of Augustus was also a bright spot in literature and arts.
在他那个时代，在文学和艺术上都是一个亮点。
It was the era that gave the world Virgil. Homer.
那是一个维吉尔和荷马的时代。
The great poets and historians.
有很多伟大的诗人，还有历史学家。
Augustus was truly a great leader.
也许他是一个很了不起的这个领袖。
It is ironic then that 2,000 years after the reign of Augustus Caesar.
很稀奇，就是他统治2000年之后。
He is only remembered at Christmas time when we read these words. In those days, Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
很稀奇，就是我们2000年之后，我们什么时候想起来这个雅古斯都，就是过圣诞节的时候我们会想起他，因为在圣经上有记载说他有旨意下来要全地行这个报名上册的事情。
You see, God used a pagan emperor to fulfill his prophecy.
神可以用一个外邦的君王来成就他的旨意。
To bring Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem.
玛利亚和约瑟带到伯利恒。
Augustus Caesar would be greatly shocked to realize that during his reign was born one who was far greater than he.
如果开特亚过斯都知道有一位比他伟大的多的君王, 他一定心里会惊喜。
Revelation 17, verse 14, called that one Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
在启示录17章14节那里说到我们的羔羊基督, 乃是万主之主, 万王之王。
The birth of Christ announced over 700 years before Christ was born.
在基督降生700多年前,
Isaiah prophesied, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will on his shoulders. And he will be called a Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
先知以赛亚在以赛亚书中第9章预言说，因有婴孩为王而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。 他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
In Luke 2:8-14,
在路加福音第2章8-14节，
We read that in the night when Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
我们读到说，在基督降生伯利恒的那个夜晚，
The heavenly angelic host appeared to shepherds keeping watch over their flocks at night in the field nearby.
在伯利恒附近的野地里有这个牧羊人，他们看守羊群，天使就向他们显现。
Announcing to them, Christ the Lord was born.
报告说主基督降生的消息。
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy today."
他说不要害怕，我报给你们的是大喜的消息。
In the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you.
因为今天在大卫的城里，有救主为你们生了救主。
According to Bible prophecy, Messiah should be born in Bethlehem, the town of David. That's why Augustus Caesar issued a decree. Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to register.
因着圣经的预言，我们的主基督乃是降生在犹大伯利恒，所以很稀奇，在世界历史上就是在那个时候。 雅各斯都有这个旨意，要天下人报名上车，所以玛利亚和约瑟会回到伯利恒去报名上车。Well,
Pontius Pilate's confession is, when Jesus was falsely accused and tried before the Roman court.
当那个耶稣基督受审的时候，罗马巡抚本就比拉多他在那里审问他。
It was Pontius Pilate, the governor, who asked him.
这个罗马的巡抚就在那里问耶稣,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
你是犹太人的王吗?
Pontius was obviously convinced that Jesus was.
比拉多心里一定以为耶稣是那个王。
So he ordered a sign written at the top of the cross.
所以他就要命令在这个十字架上面钉一块牌子。
"This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
上面写着说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
So as Jesus nailed on the cross,
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
hanging between heaven and earth,
他被挂在天地之间
with a crown of thorn on his head,
他头上戴的是荆棘的冠冕。
Does he look like a king?
他看上去是不是像王？
Yes, yes, he is a king.
他实在是王。
Someday he's coming back to reign in his Messiah kingdom.
有一天他要回来统治这个弥赛亚的国度。
On earth as a king of kings and lord of lords, for 1,000 years.
他再来要显明他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is coming back.
他正在回来。
All things going on in these last days, in this wicked and godless world, are pointing to the day that he is coming soon.
在这地上一切混乱弯曲的事都显明说他正在回来。
Jesus coming is one of the cardinal doctrines of the in the Bible.
实在主的再来乃是我们圣经的教训里最中心的一个点。
We need to preach it often, not just to mention it.
我们实在是应该经常的传讲，不是偶尔来提到主的再来。
He is coming back. Why and how?
我们要传讲他的再来，他为什么会再来，他如何的再来。
King George the Fifth of Britain once paid a visit to Leeds, a metropolitan in North England.
有一个王在叫布雷丁王，他是乔治五世。他有一次他要到一个英格兰有个城市叫利兹的那个城市去。
Elaborate preparation were made for his coming.
因为这个王要到来，所以要做好多的准备。
Excited crowds filled the streets to wave and the cheer.
有很多人群就拥挤在街道旁边，他们要看这个王，他们要向王欢呼。
There was a large elementary school in Leeds with a playground run alongside the railway.
有在那个利兹那个城市 在那个铁路，就是这个王要经过铁路旁边，有一个有一个小学，他们有一个很大的游戏场，就在这铁路的旁边。
His Majesty agreed to wave to the boys and the girls as the royal train passed by on the last day of his visit.
这个乔治王他同意说当列车经过这个地方的时候，他会向这些男孩子、女孩子挥手。
The children crowded to the playground wall overlooking the railway.
有许多的孩子，他们就拥挤在那个游戏场，他们要看那个看着那个铁路，等那个车经过。
Finally, the royal train slowly emerged.
慢慢的就是那个皇家列车就慢慢的驶进这个地方。
And drew alongside the playground.
就是那个游戏场旁边的这个铁路。
Then the king came outside of the royal coach.
他就从那个王就从皇家的车厢上面下来。
And stood on a small platform where they could see him.
他就站在一个小的平台上面，然后叫人可以看得见他。
He wore no crown.
他没有戴王冠。
Or purple robe.
他也没有紫袍。
But was dressed in a plain suit, just like an ordinary man.
那个王穿的就是普通人的衣服。
From his jacket pocket, he plucked a bright handkerchief with which he waved to the children.
他从口袋里就拿出一块很亮的手帕，然后就向这个男孩子、女孩子向他们挥手。
All too soon, the train glided by and disappeared.
然后这个列车就开走了。
Then the cheering subsided.
那些欢迎的人群也就散了。
Except for a little girl who sobbed bitterly.
有个小女孩在那里哭得很伤心。
So much so that one of the teachers asked her, Why are you crying like that, dear?
然后这个老师就问小女孩说，为什么你哭得这么伤心？
The little girl sputtered through her tears.
这小女孩就一边流眼泪一边说，
I wanted to see the king.And I only saw a man.
他说我来就是要看王了，但我就看到一个人。
看见一个普通人。At Christmas time, people come to see Jesus, the Son of God, only see a babe.
在圣诞的时候，很多人来看耶稣，他们觉得耶稣只是一个马槽中的婴孩。
Maybe.An imitation babe in a manger.
有很多时候是一个假想的。
You come to worship God, only hear the preacher telling you.
我们来敬拜有时候只是因为听见传道人跟我们说。
That the world became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
听见说道成了肉身住在我们当中。
He lived as a man.
他在地上过人的生活。
And died as a man in sinners dead.
他在死在十字架上面，是按着他是一个人死在十字架上来担当我们的罪。
To save us from sin and hell punishment.
来拯救我们脱离我们的罪。以及地狱的审判。
It is only through the eyes of faith alone, that we see him as the Son of God, our Savior, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords.
唯有借着信心的眼睛，我们才能看见他是神的儿子，是我们的救主，是万王之王。
Who humbled himself and came into the world to seek and save the lost.
他愿意降卑自己来到这个世上，来拯救世上的，来拯救罪人。
Then we read in Matthew, chapter 2, 1 to 2, that after Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
我们在马太福音第二章一到二节那里读到说，当耶稣降生在犹大伯利恒。
During the time of Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked.
那是希律王的时候，东方的博士来耶路撒冷。
Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
那生下来做犹太王的在哪里？
We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
我们在东方望见他的星，特来拜他。
These wise men were from the region of ancient Babylon.
他们很可能是从古巴比伦来的。
in modern days Iraq,
也就是今天的伊拉克,
or a country beyond,
或者是从更远的地方,
where the Jews were brought there about 600 years before the birth of Christ.
他们可能是就是犹太人他们在主降生600多年前被掳去的地方。
As captives by King Nebuchadnezzar.
是被巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒所掳去的。
The Jews brought their religion wherever they went.
他们把他们的信仰就带到 所去的地方。
And they kept alive the knowledge of the promised Messiah, Savior, and the King.
也许有这些关于弥赛亚、救主和王的一些的认识 流传下来。
They also made many proselytes wherever they sojourned.
这些犹太人他们在他们所寄居的地方，也许也有人相信他们所信的。
And remember, in Babylon, there was a great man.
我们记得说，在巴比伦有一个伟大的先知。
A great prophet, a man of God.
他是一个属神的人。
Whose name was Daniel.
他的名字是但以理。
Whose lifespan nearly 80 years in the service of Babylon, Medo-Persian empires.
但以理他在这个巴比伦或者是说波斯侍奉了差不多80年。
And the Babylon, of course, is to the east.
当然那个巴比伦是在我们的在犹大地的东边。
To the east. It was the young Daniel was taken captive.
那时候是被掳的但以理他还很年轻。
And it was there that Daniel taught and made many converts into his religion.
也许但以理在那里有所教导，也有人听从他的。
These wise men were spiritually minded who sought after the true God.
这些博士他们看起来有一点属灵的头脑，他们愿意来寻求真神。
They must have learned about the coming promised Messiah to be born in the land of Judea.
他们一定是想知道说这位所应许的弥赛亚要降生在这个犹大地。
For one night, they scanned the sky.And discover a mysterious star, which they never saw before.
有一天，他们在天上看见一颗神秘的星，是他们从来没见过的。
And by the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
有这圣灵的启示
，that star announced to them the birth of.Messiah, King.
他们知道说这颗星是为着耶稣弥赛亚降生。
And they decided to go to Judea to search for the baby King.
他们就要到犹太地区寻找这位新生王。
And worship him.
要来敬拜他。
They will probably.More than three as we always saw in the picture, more than sea.
我们在那个图画里或者故事里常常看见有三个博士，其实圣经没有说三个博士，很可能有更多。
Or at least accompanied by a large group of retinue.
他们也可能就是有很多的随从跟着他们。
On the journey about 1,000 miles across Arabian desert.
他们可能要穿过亚拉伯沙漠，走1000英里的路。
We can understand that it took them several months or more than 1 year to reach Jerusalem.
他们可能到耶路撒冷要走几个月，甚至是超过一年的路。
In those days, by camel.
可能是就是在骆驼的背上走过这段行程。
By camels, the wise man did not come to the stable as the shepherds did.
那些博士他们并不是到马槽那里去敬拜主。
Well, in Matthew 2:9-11, we are told that they were guided by the star to a house in Bethlehem where the Holy Family stayed.
马太福音第二章那里告诉我们说，他们被那颗星引导来到伯利恒的一幢房子里。
And going into the house, they saw a child.
他们进了一幢房，那幢房子就看见那个小孩子。
Not a newborn baby.
不是看见新生婴孩。
It's Mary, his mother.
那个小孩子和他母亲在一起。
And they fell down to worship him.
他们就俯伏敬拜那个小孩子。
Notice this, the worship.Him, H-I-M, not the mother.
他们敬拜的是主，不是玛利亚，不是那个妈妈。
Then opened their treasures and offered him gifts.
所以他们就打开他们的宝物来，把礼物给他。
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
有黄金、乳香和没药。
Now every gift the wise man offered had its profound meaning.
那些博士他们所献的每一件礼物都有很深的含义。
The gold is the gift for a king.
那个黄金乃是给王的礼物。
Jesus was born a king.
他生来就是王。
Today he rules over our hearts, not from a throne.
今天他在我们的心中掌权，我们并不是看见他坐在一个宝座的上面。
But one day he is coming back to this planet to establish his Messiah kingdom for 1,000 years.
但有一天他要回来，在地上。统治他的弥赛亚国度一千年。
He will then reign with absolute authority from his throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他再来的时候要显明他是万王之王，万主之主。他要坐在宝座上掌权，乃是有绝对的权柄。
And let me remind you, that day is getting closer.
在这里要提醒大家说，那一天再来的日子近了。
as all the signs of the world tell us. Gold is also a symbol of man's worldly possession. Therefore, it is a fit tribute for the king. The kingship of Jesus demands that we worship him with the gift of substance as well as our devotion, love, loyalty, praise, and service.
所以我们在这个因着他的王权，我们在他面前。 不仅是要献上我们的爱、我们的忠心、我们的赞美和我们的服侍，我们也是要把那个礼物来献给他。Second
frankincense.
第二个就是乳香。Which
pictures prayer and praise due to God only.
在旧约里那个图画就乳香都是为着祷告和赞美。
You see, this venerable wise man did not take the baby under the king.
你看这个圣经里面说，这个博士他们把小孩子抱起来，弄弄他们的下巴。
Or cradle him in their arms and say.
也没有说把婴孩抱起来说真的很可爱。
Oh, you are so cute. You are adorable. Oh, you are so lovely. No, they didn't say any of those. They just fell on their faces and worshipped the child king. In presenting the incense, the wise man acknowledged the deity of Christ the child.
他们把这个香作为礼物献上，来承认说他是神。
They worship Christ as the Son of God.
他们敬拜基督，把他承认他是神的儿子。
Lastly, myrrh.
最后就是墨药。
Myrrh is a bitter spice used for embalming the bodies of the dead.
那个墨药是一种苦的香料，它通常就是用来膏那个死人的身体。
This presents a picture of suffering. And the dead.
这个给我们的一幅图画就是受苦和受死。This
noble wise man inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这些尊贵的博士，他们被圣灵所感动。Must
have seen that Jesus came into the world to seek and to save the lost.
他们就一定是感觉到主来到地上来是要来寻找世上的，来为罪人死。And
to die for sinners, to give his life as a ransom for many.
便要舍命做多人的赎价。So
they came to worship him as the savior of the world.
敬拜他是世界的救主。
You know, these wise men were not Jews.
他们不是犹太人。
They were Gentiles.
他们是外邦人。
Representing all of us.
他所代表的就是我们。
Who are not Jewish race. Jesus was a Jew for salvation. Is from the Jews.
我们是外邦人, 耶稣他是犹太人, 救恩乃是从犹太人出来的。
As we celebrate his birthday,
我们在这里庆祝主的降生。
Remember, he is our King, our God, our Savior.
我们要记得他是我们的王, 他是我们的神, 他是我们的救主。
We are privileged to know Jesus much better than these wise men of the world, of the old.
神给我们权柄来到他面前敬拜他。 比这个旧约新约里面所提到的这个，或者那些的博士，我们更加有权柄来到神的面前。We
must worship and honor him as the wise men did.
我们要像那个博士一样的来敬拜他。Especially
at the year end, let us offer him our gifts, devotion, loyalty, love, our best.
在年尾的时候，让我们一起在他面前来把礼物献给他，来奉献给他，爱他，来服侍他。In
Deuteronomy 16:6.
在《申命记》16章16节，
we are told three times a year the Jews appeal to the Lord at the Passover, Harvest, 月节, 收成节, Feast of a Tabernacle, three times appear to the Lord.
以色列人他们一年三次要朝见神，是在逾越节、收藏节和初五旬节，那他们要到神的面前去，谁也不可以空着手来见神。
And the low man should appear before the Lord, empty-handed.
没有人可以空着手来见神。Today,
we have Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
今天我们庆祝复活节、感恩节还有圣诞节。Are
you coming empty-handed to worship Him?
我们来到神的面前，我们是不是空着手的？
Or just worship Him with a lip service?
还是我们只是有一个嘴唇的侍奉？
What do you have to offer him now?
我们现在给主的是什么？
Now let us sing the last song, last hymn, O come all ye faithful.
我们唱最后一首诗歌。
Appeal to the Lord. All stand. we receive the great high priest Aaron's blessing.
就像大祭司的祝福的祷告。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
要神祝福你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
用他的脸光照你。
And be gracious to you.
恩待你。
And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you.
愿神向你扬脸。
And give you peace.
赐恩给你。
Amen. Please be seated.